If I'm asked to define AI, I say it's the attempt to get computers to do the sorts of things that human and animal minds can do. If you want to say brains, that's fine. Minds, mind, brain. And I put animals in there, not just because I think that, you know, some animals are intelligent and they have intelligence that's interestingly different from ours sometimes, but because actually some animals, specifically insects, have been hugely important in AI. When I was talking about the history of AI earlier, I meant to say, but I didn't have time, that at one point robotics suddenly changed from being sort of GoFi type robots that were basically sitting there reasoning about the world, building their own models of the world and sorting out what to do using hierarchical planning. They changed from being that to being systems that were engineered, not even programmed, engineered to respond in a particular way to a particular cue in the environment. And of course, by and large, this is how insects work. And actually, not only is it the way in which insects work, but in some cases, in several very interesting cases, the specific ways in which the robot was engineered was taken from the physiology of insects that neuroethologists had worked out. So that's why I include animals there. And it follows from that, actually, well, it follows from a number of things, that AI is continuous with A life. A life is the attempt to use computational ideas to understand the nature, A, the nature of life, self-organization. There's been some very, very interesting work done there. And B, certain specific behaviors, like, for example, the way that certain sort of ant navigates. And the chairman asked, are there any new functions that have been provided by research? Well, they may be new to AI people, they're not new to ethologists. As I said, some roboticists now and for some time have been using ant navigation techniques in their robots. So, and these are very new functions, they're quite different from the sort of intelligence that we have. And the only other thing I want to say is in response to the Hawking Russell letter, I think sometimes when people say that AI threatens humanity, what they actually mean is it threatens the sort of civilization which we in the West, generally speaking, are accustomed to, a sort of industrial civilization. And I think that is actually true, and it's certainly true that it is liable, is already beginning, I think, is liable to threaten the sort of culture, to put it very crudely, the sort of capitalist culture that we sort of take for granted now. And even some economists are starting to talk about that. And I think there might be some very great changes there. And I think if they don't happen, there might be enormously politically difficult social unrest, which also is beginning. I think the Brexit and Trump things are part of that. So not humanity as such, no, but civilization as we know it, yes, maybe.